With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. This week, more voices came out in support of canceling oil and gas leases in the Badger II Medicine area of the Lewis and Clark National Forest. Corin Cates Carney reports.
19 retired U.S. Forest Service leaders have sent a letter to the Secretaries of Interior and Agriculture urging for the cancellation of the 18 remaining leases. The rest of the 81 original leases have been let go by their holders. Those leaseholders were compensated and given money from private groups, says former Lewis and Clark National Forest Supervisor Gloria Flora.
But I believe that for the remaining leaseholders, it's a matter of principle. It has nothing to do with economic viability or really, you know, discovering a vast gas field.
Offers to remaining leaseholders to buy out or swap land for their leases have been turned down, says Flora. She signed the letter supporting lease cancellation. The leases are on land considered sacred by the Blackfeet tribe. Lawyers representing one of the remaining leaseholders, Solonex, have said their client has a property right on the land and should be allowed to use their lease. Gloria Flora says it's likely that if the remaining leases are canceled, the leaseholders will receive some kind of compensation that will be worked out with the Interior Department. The Interior Department has been ordered by a federal judge to decide whether to cancel or move forward with the leases held by Solonex by November 23rd. That decision is likely to set precedent for all remaining leases. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.